previously on Corporate Homie.
We are so excited to have two of our favorite bosses ever on the planet.
I've been in banking for 31 years. I think this is what I'm going to be when I grow up.
This is not your best work, Demetra. Yeah. This is not going to cut it.
I didn't know that I was like being like this crazy person.
Well, that was a long time ago. I mean, that wasn't yesterday.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
November.
I'm not like other people. I don't need to be busy all the time.
Say no to mediocrity.
No, I don't want to go to lunch with you.
Don't be a bandwidth bandit.
Hey homies,
welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woo, woo.
So you may have noticed that we have been gone for a couple of weeks, which actually this episode was prompted a little bit by our absence. We realized that we are sometimes reaching our bandwidth with things to do, and sometimes you reach capacity and need to learn to say no to more things. And we talk about this often on episodes. We did want to distinguish, this does not mean you can't be busy or you can't do a lot of things. Because one of the things that I have really learned is that everyone's bandwidth is different. So some people have the capacity and ability to take on more projects and things than other people. And you shouldn't take what your bandwidth is and put it on somebody else. Like, I know you can't handle all of that because I can't.
I know you have a lot on your plate. Because
right.
To the other person, they may think, I got three more side items I can put on my plate.
Right.
I'm good.
Right.
And I do think that this time of year in particular, we do judge one another's busyness, right? There are people who say things like, I'm not like other people. I don't need to be busy all the time. And then there are other people that's like,
right,
I could
right.
be doing more. I have more right. to give. I have more right. to
So don't be a bandwidth
in.
Bandit, right? Worry about your own.
Bandwidth
worry about,
bandit. Worry about yourself.
Oh, worry about yourself. Worry about your own bandwidth.
Right,
but to Demetra's point, wanted to talk about maybe with the holidays coming up and just moving into the new decade, more things that you should be saying no to make sure you not only have a great November and holiday season, but just these are sort of life hacks, things you should probably just be saying no to in general.
And I want to remind the homies that no is a complete sentence.
Right, without explanation.
And one of a homie listener reminded me of this when I was like, I'm trying to get out of this. She was like, Corporate Homie said
so
no
just,
is a complete
just say
sentence.
No. Just say
and
no.
And I was like, don't ever quote me to me.
But thank you for listening.
But just want to remind the homies, I can't implies that it's up for debate. So you want to say no versus I can't.
Right. So hits the episode November. You want to start with your first no?
It sounds simple, but it's hard. Say no to things that break your boundaries. And I think this is particularly important because of the holidays, because people are typically back in our lives or present in our lives that aren't in our daily lives. Family, you know,
in-laws, line sisters,
people from college,
line brothers.
And all of a sudden you start feeling obligated to do these things that are going to keep you from what you need to be doing. So I would say no to things that break your boundaries, because you've done a great job all year of setting your boundaries, and don't let people who you deem to be historically close, you know, overextend your boundaries.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I definitely like that. And that's probably a good idea because, you know, a lot of us have boundaries. It could be something as simple as, you know, I don't listen to secular music.
Sundays.
Or in front of my children or something right. like that. And then, like you said, your family gets in and they get in the car, they put it on, and you're kind of like, well, it's your aunt.
She's only in town for, yeah,
right,
no.
Instead of just being like, hey, my kids don't listen
don't
to
do
that.
That.
So, right, so... everybody can get these boundaries, right? Everybody's
a no.
Okay, my first no was people asking for time you don't want to give.
Hello, somebody. No, I don't want to go to lunch with you.
Right. So I think that for me, and like I said, just as I've realized that there are times that I hit my own, you know, bandwidth, you have to really think about, you know, what's involved in the request, because there's often times that I would like to do something for someone, but unless I actually stop for a moment, think about how much time is involved in the request. What will I have to do to prepare to do the things for them? Is there going to be some type of follow-up if I say yes? So you really need the answers to all of those before you say yes. And if any of that is off, you should just say no.
I love that, because one of the things I'm horrible about is just saying yes because I have an opening, instead of really thinking about what does that yes involve. Like, do they have a best friend that I don't particularly like that's going to be at that brunch that I don't feel like being bothered with? And now the 2 free hours I have on Sunday, I'm spending time with somebody I don't even like. So thinking through it before I just kind of look at my calendar and say, yes, I'm open. So I love that suggestion. I'm going to talk to myself here a little bit for my next one.
Okay.
Things that prevent your goals. So this time of year, I'm almost jealous of the people that you're like, hey, I didn't see you at XYZ firm, law firm party. They're like, oh, I was at the gym. And I was thinking, that's allowed? like I'm horrible about kind of feeling obligated to be at things that really are kind of getting me away from my goals, whether it be my spiritual goals or my fitness goals. And we're in that holiday party swing, and a lot of us do have goals, and we always talk about finishing the year strong. So just learning to say no to things that are really going to get you away from your goals.
I like that, and I've really been thinking about that. That's actually been a prayer I've been saying each morning when I get up, like, Lord, give me the grace and the discipline to do the things that I have on my plate for today. Because some of that is just the discipline and the grace to say, okay, or if that's normally my gym time, then I'm going to get up and go to the gym in the morning so that I can go to the holiday party. But that's a really, really good point. So my next one is say no to people asking for money.
Everybody can get these money boundaries,
huh? Right, right. Like, well, because the thing is that the holidays are often times that people are stretching you for money, and it's often a time that your money is tighter because you are, like you said, you're going to things, you are buying gifts, you're doing your thing. And I, you know, Dad had said this when we were growing up, and it's something that I really make a point to implement today. I do not lend money that I don't mind not getting back.
Right.
So it has to be, and don't let me be clear, because I don't want any of the homies to think that you can borrow money from me and I don't expect it back. I do, but I don't loan an amount that if I were not to get it back, we're going to fall out.
Correct. Correct. So as Daddy says, best $500 I ever spent. Never have to have right. that person borrow money from me. Again, that's funny because my next one was very much in line with that, which I won't make at the next point, was obsessed with financial burdens. And I was going to say no to those things. I think this is where we feel pressure to do things that we've always done. Like, maybe you always buy gifts for your nieces and nephews, but when you started that 10 years ago, there were 2 of them. Now there are 12 of them. And now that is a financial burden for you, and it's keeping you away from your goals, right? Or you've decided that you and your husband, or you and your wife, or you and your partner are going on a vacation, and you need to save that money up for your household goals, and that means that we can't buy all this stuff.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a good point. So if you have done that, you've always bought nieces and nephews presents, and now you have a new partner, spouse, whatever, and y'all have decided that's not something that's in line with your family, your new family goals. Do you feel like that's something that has to be announced, or do you think you just stop buying presents?
I think it can be done either way. It's ironic that you asked that, because one of my friends just put that up on Facebook this week, like, Auntie Niecy.
Hey, everybody.
Auntie Niecy is not buying. Did you see that? Did you see the post?
Was it Sue?
It was Danice. She was like,
oh,
hey,
Auntie
Niecy
made me think Sue.
Auntie Niecy.
Oh, I did see that. She was like, she's not
I haven't been working.
She's on sabbatical.
I went back to school.
I did see that.
No gifts for the kids. Y'all know I love you. Catch you next time. I do think it's okay to say my priorities have changed. I have to be a little more focused. And like, what happens, I think, is like, you have good intentions, and when you start, it's a couple of kids. And literally, by the time you're our age, you're buying for like 22 kids, and no one else is doing that because they have their own kids. And so there is no expectation that they buy for the additional kids. And here's the gotcha. You're not doing that once a year. You're also doing that for birthdays. You're doing that for significant events, whether it be christenings or homecoming, or my favorite, we always get the, you know, we're selling this to get this person to go to this track meet or whatever. So,
so you're doing
for that kid. If you're in that kid's life, you're doing for that kid all year. And so I don't necessarily think it needs, it can be announced. Not, I mean, obviously not to the kids, but to the parents that like, we're going to have a shift because my priorities have changed. And I think everybody can understand that. And if they can't, they're probably not the right.
They should be in your inner circle.
Right, right, yeah.
Okay, so my next one, and it's kind of a twofer, say no to mediocrity and say no to perfection.
Okay, okay, go ahead, expand.
Because, right, so I feel like a lot of times, and I'm talking to myself included, I'm never really on the mediocrity side, but I certainly can be on the perfection side. And so while you don't want to be just a complete slacker, say no to that. Push yourself beyond your comfort zone. Try to, you know, make dinner at home once a week, or try to get your projects done earlier, or try to, you know, get a workout in and get beyond just being mediocre. But at the same time, you don't have to hit everything on all cylinders in every area of your life. You can say no to both of those and get yourself somewhere in the middle.
I guess this twin thing is on full tilt today, because my next one was say no to things that don't give you personal balance. and what I meant, I wanted to say yes to yourself, right? And that means it's okay to say no, because this is the day that I plan to have a lazy Sunday and I'm not doing anything. As you say, I'm going to have a day where I don't unwrap my hair, right? Mm-hmm. Or this is a Saturday that I plan to do that. And for highly ambitious overachievers, we feel guilty.
Homies.
Yeah, which are the homies, right? We feel guilty when we take a day for ourselves, because to do that, we are going to have to say no to other things. And that's not being selfish. You guys can't see my air quotes, but making yourself a priority, saying no to other things for balance, especially because of my very first point. It is going to be a stressful time. You're going to go into spending time with people that you don't normally necessarily spend time with, that also have the way of getting under your skin in a way that your everyday people don't, right? And so you need to be able to like go into some mental health self-care in advance of that stress that's coming.
Yeah, I like that. Those go together. Okay, well, then I don't want to give my next one in case it's the same as yours. What's your next one?
Go ahead.
Okay, my next one was say no to self-deprecating talk.
Okay.
Because it sort of went in line with a little bit of what we're saying, but that whole, like, you know, my dumb self or my big self, like, where you don't talk about yourself in a negative way. You know, because as you like to say, quoting Little Talk Kim. Real Talk Kim. Little Talk.
We don't mean it. We love you, Real Talk Kim. We don't mean it.
Right. Your spirit doesn't know the difference. And you should speak as positively over yourself as you do others. The way you hype your brands up in the group chat, the way you go and you're so excited for your homeboy when he gets his thing, you should talk to yourself that same way. And so even for the small things, instead of calling yourself fat, you should say, you know, oh my goodness, look at you, you got your water in today. Like, find ways to speak positively.
Glass half full versus glass half empty, or we're still not at our goal weight, but we made progress from where we were last week or last month or what have you. I like that. My next one is say no to gossip. I do think that everybody talks about everybody. Like, it's kind of the way of the Western world. I don't know what they do in other parts of the world. And I just don't necessarily think that that's healthy. I do, side note, find it amusing to the people that's like, I'm not like that. I'm like, they're the main people that's like, I got some tea for you. But I feel like, assume the good. Everybody, I think, for the most part, is doing their best. And even if they have a hiccup, you would not want to be disgusted in that way. And so I would just say no to gossip, because this is, I feel like, the time of year where maybe some things that you don't know about people get exposed because they're not with their kids, or they don't go home, or whatever. They're not in the annual, you know, pajama picture, you know, whatever it may be.
Oh, yeah. The matching pajamas with like, their family on Facebook.
Daddy wasn't
right
in the picture this year. You know, like, so I feel like just say no to gossip.
I had that on my list as well. I just feel like the older I get, the more, one, the less I care about other people's business. Like, I just don't even care. But it does make me cringe now when other people are so excited to talk about something negative. And you know, so, and that's not biblical in a way. Like, you just shouldn't be all in there. You need to mind your own business. And the truth is, if you're really trying to, you know, get a workout in, drink your water, get your work done on time, spend time with your kids, have a date night with your partner, I don't understand how you have time to be so concerned with other people's business. I really don't. So I definitely had that as my, as on my. So my next one was say no to meetings without agendas.
I wish this was so simple. I really push people to do them, but you know, everyone doesn't work for me.
Right, but the much as you can control that, and you should not be having meetings with agendas, or if you're the number two, you should create an agenda. An agenda really helps people focus, get on the same page. I've even gotten now where I like to put, there's one of my cases where they just tend to go over, and so now when I prepare the agenda, I put time allocations on it. Like, we expect this topic to take 10 minutes and this one to take 15 minutes, because you really need everybody to be able to get back to work. So say no to meetings.
That's great. And you know, one of the things that I do at work is I will announce when I'm leading the meeting, like, we have a hard stop at this time. And when people get on off on tangents that are have nothing to do with what we're trying to get accomplished that day, or they're too far in the details, I'll say, okay, we only have, you know, 17 minutes left and we really need to get back on topic, you know, that type of thing. But I like that say no to meetings with it. I have say no to unnecessary stress. And these, I'm not even talking about the things like you were saying earlier about, like, don't spend time with people. I mean, like, why are you in a Facebook war with somebody? Like, you know, like,
right,
is that the highest and best use of your time? You know, like, sometimes even with your partner or your sister or your brother, they say something you think is stupid. Like, just let that slide. Just Kanye shrug it and keep going. Like, say no to unnecessary stress. Like, every action does not require a response.
Right. You don't have to respond to everything. And to respond to it is to engage in it, and you don't have to engage in all the foolishness. I like that. So my next one was say no to bad clients.
Hello, somebody. Kind of in the same. Yes. Yes.
Right. You should do work with people that you enjoy. And if you find at work that most of your clients are clients that you don't like, you probably should be looking for another job or another industry or something like that. And if you find that most of your clients you do enjoy, and it's just the one or two that you don't, you should probably figure out a way to get rid of those clients and get new clients. But work, we spend so much time at work and so much time doing it. I think we really should focus on doing work with people that we like and enjoy. And I know that can't always be 100%, but it should be a goal.
That's fantastic. I like that. The bad clients is important because, you like you said, you only have so much time in a day, and clients are already stressful as they are. Even the good ones, the bad ones don't even make up for the you can't charge them enough for what, as one of my credit officers used to say, the jerk factor. Like, you can't charge enough for that. My last tip goes very much into that, which is say no to non-productive organizations. We are all in on a board in a not-for-profit organization, a church auxiliary group, a neighborhood homeowners association group, where they don't know how to be productive. And you go there and you think to yourself, this was a complete waste of time. We didn't get anything done. This is the time of year to evaluate that and say, I'm getting off of this board. I'm getting off of this committee. I'm no longer going to participate on this team, you know, they, whatever, even if it's your kid's soccer team where they're always starting 40 minutes late. So now you're putting your kids to bed late on a Wednesday night, and then they're messing up your whole schedule the next day because the kids are cranky. Let's find a new soccer league, right? Like, say no to non-productive organizations.
I love that. Non-productive organizations. That's great. Okay, I have two more, and I'm going to try to do them real quickly. Next to last, say no to comparison.
Yes. Yes.
And this time of year is big comparison. Right. Because even the people who don't normally post, they're posting. Like you said, I literally had a friend say that, like, seeing people in the matching family pajamas stresses her out. And I thought, why? If you don't want to have matching pajamas, don't get wet. Right. But we just have a tendency to think like, well, everybody got a Christmas card out or a holiday card and everybody's having a dinner and I just want to take my family to the club. I don't want to cook. Like, just figure out how to run your own race. And if you're really struggling with that, get off of social media.
I think this is so important because, you know, the whole phrase keeping up with the Joneses is not new. And I think that adult peer pressure is as harsh and prevalent as it was when we were kids. And you are right. It's even when you're trying to eat right or whatever, people are giving you a hard time. But I noticed that a friend of mine who doesn't really post on social media at all, I joke that he only posts when he thinks his life is, my life is better than yours post. And he's put up like 4 posts in the last few days because he's doing something that he thinks is amazing. So this is the kind of time of year, like you said, where...
and it also happens at work. You know, people will love their job. They will love what they're doing, but then they'll hear about someone else getting promoted. And then they start thinking, well, should I want to get promoted? And it's okay if something pushes you, but if it's pushing you to do something that you do not want to do, it's okay just to run your own race and say no to comparison. My last point is say no to always being available. And what I mean by that is, like, you don't have to answer your phone every time it rings. You don't have to respond to every text message within 5 minutes. People make you feel like you do, but you don't. You can actually come into the house. I have a friend who her family, they have a basket mm-hmm. for all their devices. And then they come in the first, like, 2 hours when they're at home, all devices go in. And so there's no, I mean, like, you don't have to always be available. Yeah. And we've gotten... Yes, and we have gotten to this thing that when people like, oh, I text you and you didn't get back to me until like 6 hours later, as mm-hmm. if they're owed
right.
a response.
Right.
Like
I like that. I do think that that's important of not being available, and I think it will make you happier because it will give you back to some of the other points, allow you to do these other things other than just feeling right. like,
everything
you know,
needs
you're
to be unplugged
like you're
sometimes.
On this hamster wheel that you can't get off of. So I like that. Yeah.
So hopefully these tips, you know, you found helpful and you can use not only for your November, but that you can take them into the end of the year to finish the year strong and
yeah,
into the next
and
decade.
If there's if you were listening to this episode and you thought, gosh, I wish they had said no to this, or this is something I do, as you're listening to the episode, drop us a comment, leave us a line. As always, we welcome 5-star reviews. It's the currency of podcasts, and we thank you for listening. You can find us on all things social at Corporate Homie on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
If you have a topic that you would like covered, please feel free to email us at questions@corporatehomie.com. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.